Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Yud. We begin Yerushalmi and Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Amar Oretz Sha'amar Lechave Kachli Agudas Yerek Kachli Gluskin Echad Lekech Stam Potter. The Mishnah says, if an Amar Oretz said to a Chave, buy me a bundle of vegetables from the market, or buy me a fine loaf, if the Chave buys it without specifying any clear intent, as the Gemara will explain, the Chave is exempt from tithing. Im Amar Zu Sheli Vezu Shel Chaveri Venis Arvu Chayav La'aseh Afidahin Meir. If the Chaveh said, this one is for me, and that one's for my friend, and they became mixed up, then the Chaveh must tithe them, even if there are 100 bundles, and only one for himself. Taman Tanina, the Gemara says, Ne'emanim ala leket, v'ala shichra, v'ala peya, v'sha'atan, v'acha, at amachin. The question is, the Gemara says, that the Mishnah in Peya in the 8th Perek teaches, the poor are believed for leket, shichra, and peya at their times, even though the produce might be obligated in masses, but here, in the Mishnah about Suya, you say that the latter clause, that says that it's known that a seller has a field in Suya, the buyer must tithe. Taman shtikusoi pater bramhacha shtikunu chayev. The Gemara says that there, here's the answer, if he would be silent, the produce would anyway be exempt, as it's assumed that the poor have leket in their hand. But here in Suya, if he would be silent, he would be obligated, so since we need to rely completely on his words, he is not believed to say that they are tithes, and there's no concept here of the mouth that prohibited that we had earlier. Batani Kane, Echti Kusoi Potter, Neman, Lahakel, Bamhacha, Perusho, Lahakel, Eno Neman. We have a support price that says if when he is silent, is exempt, he is believed to exempt. But here, since he, if he will be silent, it will be obligated, he is not believed. Tani Akam Chaya Savach, Savach Vaime, Bo, Vatulu Lachem, Mimine Peiros, Ola Hain, Natevai Hain, Eno Neman, Im Amame Akam Ploini, Havesim, Neman, Lahachme, Divri Rebbe. The Tosefta coming from Tosefta Demai says that Rebbe says if a Gentile was shouting, come and take for yourselves fruit, it's Ola or it's Netar Avai, which is the fourth year of a fruit tree, he's not believed. If he said that he brought it there, brought it to them from a certain Gentile, then he's believed to be stringent. Chacham say that the words of a Gentile don't change anything, meaning that he's not believed. Rabbi Yudin says a question: if he was shouting innocently without intent to testify, would he be believed? The Gemara doesn't answer this question. Rabbi Yudin boy, it should say kuti ka'akum. Rabbi Yudin asks, is a kusi like a Gentile? Dispalgun kusi ena ka'akum. Devi Rebbe rishingam neloimer kuti ka'akum lechol davar. The answer is it's actually a machlokes. Rebbe says that a kusi is not like a Gentile. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that a kusi is like a Gentile in all matters. Amar bun bachia behu shehei roiv. Michnasoi Micheloi. Rabun Bachir says that the Mishnah taught that if it's known that he has a field in Suya that the buyer must tithe, this is only when it's known that most of the produce that he brings to the market comes from his own land. Yisrael Shahaya Loi Awis Vesuya Veshidach Loi Peiros Vamahari Elu Musawin Ani Oime Minashuk Lokach Verushe Oise Hamin Motsui Bashuk. If a Jew had a sharecropper on his land in Suya, and the sharecropper sent him fruits from Suya and said that they had been tithed, I say that he bought them from the market, and this is as long as that type of produce is found in the market. Not only if that type isn't growing in his field do we say that they are tithed, but even if it is, since that type is found in the market, it's permitted. And I should say, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Ein Tzorach La'aseh. The mission that taught that the Chaveh can buy without specifying any clear intent and be exempt follows the view of Rabbi Yosi, as the Brisa teaches. Rabbi Yehuda says, one who buys without specifying must tithe. Rabbi Yosi says, he does not need to tithe. Man and Kaiman, Im Kesha Amalai Tseu Lakachli Shluchoi Hu Tseu Lakachli Shloihein, Elaki Anan Kaiman, Bestam, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the case here? If the Amaris told him, go out and buy for me, he's his messenger. If he said, go out and buy for yourself, they belong to the Chaveh. Rather, he didn't specify when he sent them. Rida says that the seller gives over ownership to whoever buys, so the Chaveh first owns all of the fruits, and he must tithe before he gives it to the Amaris. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Lo Niskaven Amoichel Eschus El Lebal Hamois, Lefichachim Nosan, Achas, Yeseira, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shel Lekech, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Shel Shneim. Rabbi Yosi says that the seller only intends to give over ownership to the money owner, therefore if the seller gave one more fruit than the Amoritz requested, Rabbi Yehuda says that it belongs to the actual buyer. Rabbi Yosi says that the seller intended it for the money owner, so it goes to both of them. The Chalfa should say to Rabbi Yosi, Temanu Omer Lenniskaven Hamoichel Lizchus, Lizchus, El Lebal Hamois, Vacha At Amachin. The question is that the opinion of Rabbi Yosi seems to have switched, because As he said there, that the seller intended it for the money owner, but here you say it goes to both of them. Kan alei dei ma'osav shozeh, alei dei raglav shozeh, shneim chokin. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yosef was doubtful. Since it came as a result of the money owner's money and the buyer's actions, he ruled that it must go to both of them.